Welcome back. It's Keon Amelie Live. I, of course, am your host, Keon, and we got a great show set up for you today. We are going to be talking about some secrets, some hacks, some things that that are going to get you ready for summer. Because, hey, well, it's that time of year again. It's a time of year when the sun starts shining, and everyone is worrying about what they're going to look like on the beach or look like while they're hiking or, you know, in skimpier clothes. This is the time, guys. Hey, I warned you this was going to happen. I warned you that this was coming back in November. I said, hey, this is the time. I said, November, that is the time to get started. But hey, the time is here and the time is now. What are you going to do to get ready for summer? And what impresses me most about this conundrum that we have is that everyone has an opinion. Everyone has something to say. Like, I was looking, I put an exercise into the news, like the recent news search. I said, hey, what's going on? Like, what are people saying? And WebMD is weighing in, and Shape is weighing in. All these different sources are weighing in on, hey, this super secret and this sneaky thing. What's the fat loss, you know, technique that you got to do? Eat this, do this workout, take this supplement, etc., etc., etc. And what they forget, and what we all forget, is that they have an agenda. Everyone, all the media that you listen to, everyone is just weighing in their opinion, and everyone just has an agenda. And most of them aren't upfront with that agenda. They either want to sell you a supplement, or they want to get more readers. They want to convince you that they're a legitimate source, so they can get advertisers on their website. They want to increase the viewership, so they can get those advertisers, right? And hey, my agenda is very upfront. What I want is I want to spread these five principles of fitness that we talk about on this show, and I want to spread this so that, yes, of course, I want more students. I want more people listening to me because I want to be a voice in this community. But that and I'm upfront about that. But most people aren't. Most people just want to, you know, get you the new supplement. And what sucks the most about this is, if you haven't been paying attention, here's the thing that's really awful. What sucks the most is that we're fatter than we've ever been. We're more obese than we've ever been. Our kids still have a shorter lifespan than we do, anticipated. McDonald's wins. Coca-Cola's winning. Netflix is winning. The couch is winning. And, fitness loses. We're a multi-billion dollar industry, and we suck at what we do. And I'm sorry for that, because most people, what they want to do is they just want to trick you into these sneaky things, into these sneaky tricks and tips. And you know what? I titled my post intentionally. I said, you know what? The seven sneaky tricks that smart people use to get ready for summer. And I'm going to share those things with you. I am going to give you the top things that you should be doing to get ready for summer. Because like I said, November is really the time to get ready. But right now, what are you going to do to get ready for summer? So you have two questions. What do I do to get in shape before summer hits full force? And then what do I do long term? The cool part, the big thing, is that they are the exact same. Long-term success and short-term success are just the same on different levels of intensity. So there are seven things that you can do right now that are going to improve your results regardless of who you are, regardless of what your goals are. So number one is going to be to sleep more. Right, and you'll be like, Keon, that's the first thing you lay down. The first thing you lay down is that I gotta get in bed earlier. Come on, I've heard that so many times. My mom's been telling me that since high school. What does sleep and more have to do with my fat loss? And hey, it's got everything to do with your fat loss. If you're not sleeping enough, you're not gonna be able to lose the belly fat. Your cortisol levels are gonna be through the roof. You're not gonna be energized for your workouts. All these different hormonal factors are gonna be messed up, and your muscles aren't gonna be able to grow. And it's one of the biggest, most important things that you can do to look better and lose fat. Number two, and like I said, hey, these are sneakiest tricks that I can throw at you. These are the most subversive things. These are the most cutting edge things. Number two is eat more vegetables. Eat your broccoli, eat your Brussels sprouts, eat your spinach, eat your kale, eat your carrots. Eat all the vegetables. Eat every single vegetable that you can get your hands on, and I guarantee that you are going to get leaner. This is not rocket science, people. Everyone knows that if they want to lose weight, if they want to be leaner, if they want to, you know, be the best version of themselves, like, you got to eat vegetables. And here's the thing. Not only will you get leaner in the short term, you're going to get healthier. The cancer reduction potential in vegetables is through the roof. You're going to feel fuller. Your skin's going to look better. The quantity of health benefits from eating more vegetables is absolutely insane. You have to do it. And not just like a little bit more, like a lot more. Like the number one thing that you got to do, thank you for the like right on there on that one. I like seeing those thumbs go across my face. Coolest thing ever. But the number one thing you got to do is focus your meals around a vegetable as opposed to around a protein. This is a mental switch that you can do right now. Like instead, like, hey, tonight for dinner, what are you having? Is it chicken? No, it's I'm having beans with a side of chicken. Think about it that way and boom, your head's going to explode. Your tummy's going to be fuller and you're going to be leaner now and in the short term. Number three is eat more protein. Hey, protein is probably one of the most important things that you can have. Like I'm not saying that you should skip the chicken, but you need to have more protein in your life. I guarantee it, most of you are not have enough protein. There's two ways you can do it to add it right now. Have a high quality whey protein. We sell it at the gym if you're nearby. I'd be happy to hook you up with it. Or a high quality vegetable protein. Okay, so both of those two things are where you get them. So like a powder. Those come in powder forms. Other than that, like eat your lean ground turkey, ground beef, ground chicken, whatever, you know, have it all, like pork, all of that is good for you. Just eat lean meats. Like, it's not rocket science, people. These sneaky tactics are so simple and they're free. All you have to do is just change some things up. It's going to be a little bit of hard work. That's it. Number four, this is where we get into the hard stuff. You got to skip dessert. Can't have any sugar? No, I'm serious. If you really want to look good before summer, skip the dessert. Like, don't go reach your hand into the, Dove chocolates. Don't have the vanilla wafers. Don't have the, it's organic. I can have that treat, right? That's okay, right? No, absolutely not. If you want to if you're serious about losing some weight and looking better and feeling better, like, drop that crap. It's not worth it. I guarantee that to you. Like, don't do that for the next 8 weeks, and I guarantee you're going to be way better off. Hey, then you can go back to a moderation thing. That, like I said, the difference between short-term results and long-term results, the only difference is scale and level of application, right? Right now, right before summer, you got to be pedal to the metal. You got to be strict. But after that, hey, you can back off. Maybe go 10% in adherence, right? So have 90% good food, 10% bad food. But for right now, get your hand out of that cookie jar. You're better than that. Number five, skip the alcohol. Now this one can be really tough for a lot of people because, you know, after a long day's work, you want a glass of wine, you want a whiskey, you want a margarita, whatever it is. And man, the negative adverse effects of drinking too much alcohol are mind-blowing. And I gotta say, like, again, this is all about level of application, but you must cut down on your alcohol if you're serious about losing some fat before summer. Like, hey, the challenge, go 6 weeks without having a drink. See what it's like. See what it feels like. And man, I guarantee your energy level is going to be up. You're going to feel better. You're going to be, way more fit. And you're going to see actually better strength gains. You're going to see better muscle gains. It's going to be nuts. And so that's my guarantee. Number six out of these seven is drink more water. Hey, this is me. If you're watching on Facebook Live or the you can see this. This is my gallon. This is gallon number two for the day. And it's noon. Right? Hey, I'm serious about water. The insane effects that you can get from drinking enough water, like, holy moly. Like, you gotta be joking me. If you're not drinking enough water, you're nuts. The cells stay hydrated better. You process fat easier. Your muscles, it actually prevents injury. Like, I did a whole show on this a couple weeks back. Go look for it. Oh, thanks for Miguel, thank you for the beard compliment. I appreciate that. So, hey, the amount of water you drink is direct proportion to how fast you're going to lose fat and lose weight and also feel better. Like, man, you may be getting up a lot more to go pee, and that's okay because the benefits outweigh it. Now, this last one, number seven out of my list, this one is the one I'm most excited about because this is the one that where I think you might – I might need to call you out on. Number seven is this. You gotta train hard. Like, real hard. Like, and I don't just mean like, hey, I did some deadlifts. I mean, like, you intentionally did the deadlifts. You did the work. You knew exactly what you were doing. You went in there. Like, tomorrow for us at TFW Concord, we are going to be deadlifting. And we are going to be focusing in on the force of the contraction. We're going to be focusing on the lats. We're going to be focusing on the back and everything. And we're going to be lifting heavy, and we're going to be lifting hard. And that, to me, outweighs everything. You can get to the gym, and you can kind of go and train and say, yeah, I work out. But that's not good enough. If you really want to see results, and you really want want to get better, you got to train hard. And that's the only way. Like those seven things, the things that I talked about, that this is the capstone. This is the one that I think everything relies upon, because, hey, you know, nutrition, everything else is in place. And then you have that training component kind of come in and lock everything in place. Man, you can't fail. Like, you see what I'm talking about? Like, I had someone yesterday, my hairstylist, I'm not going to rat you out, but hey, she asked me, like, hey, what about these, I think it was collagen peptides? I'm like, my question back to her was, do you eat broccoli? Do you drink enough water? Do you get your sleep? Like, it doesn't matter if you know the advanced stuff. If you have the collagen peptide, who cares, right? If you're not sleeping enough, who cares if you're not having enough vegetables, right? The advanced stuff does not matter until you get the basics down. Guys, like this is the crux of it. The basics, the foundation, is it. Like if you went to a haircutter who knew the coolest techniques and styling things for like how to color and do all the advanced stuff, but didn't know how to use scissors, you're not gonna stay with that person. That would be ridiculous. Same goes for fitness, guys. If you don't cover the basics with your nutrition and your water and your sleep and your training. Like, it doesn't matter what cool things you're adding in or what, you know, advanced diet you're doing. I don't care if you're doing paleo. I don't care if you're doing, you know, precision nutrition. I don't care if you're doing the shred. Like, it's got to be based in principle. It doesn't have, if you base your results in trends, you will always fail. So that's it, guys. Hey, tomorrow is Ask Me Anything Friday. I have a list of questions I'm planning on going through, but there is always space for more. You can post them in the comments below. You can personal message me. You can email me. Get them to me. But until then, guys, I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Peace.